plumbing problems arise, and they will, we can help you. Please give us a call at 279-8919. 279-8919. Many of our customers think we provide the best service, so we let them be the judge. Those that haven't used our service, we would love to have you give us a try. Again, from Cole Plumbing, we hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas and a prosperous new year. And don't forget the reason for the season.
If you want a smarter home for the holidays, the Home Depot and Google Nest can help. Right now, save $100 on the Google Nest Learning Thermostat and Google Nest Hub when you buy them together. Adjust the thermostat from across the room at a holiday party. Get recipes from Google Hub. And right now, do it for less. Get holiday savings now on Google Nest, exclusively at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only, limit 2 per customer, valid through December 15th.
Napa Know How.
Right now, a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil in a platinum filter is just $23.98. That's a great deal for a great oil, which is another reason why this is the most wonderful time of the year. That's Napa Full Synthetic Oil in a platinum filter for $23.98. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. While supplies last. Offer ends 12/15/19.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Today is World Techno Day.
Ja.
Lieber meine Abschminke.
Ja.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
That last thing was in German. You know what it meant?
I know nothing. Nothing.
I know it's 5.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. The latest hearing in the impeachment investigation of President Trump continuing today with Republicans accusing Democrats of a partisan process. Republican Congressman Doug Collins.
What we have become is a perpetual state of impeachment.
The Democrat-led Judiciary Committee is expected to begin drafting articles of impeachment.
Democrats are making the case President Trump abused the power of his office when he asked Ukraine to announce a probe into Biden. Republicans say those claims have not been proven.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. President Trump commenting earlier today on the FBI investigation into his campaign and possible links to Russia.
This was an overthrow of government. This was an attempted overthrow, and a lot of people were in on it.
The Justice Department's watchdog today releasing a report that despite errors and omissions, the FBI was justified in opening its investigation. America is listening to Fox News.
A few minutes after 5 o'clock on Monday.
Woo. Yes.
I don't know if this is obvious to those of you listening, but I've been asleep since 3:30. I am channeling. It's actually been a very, very good day. Mostly. As long as I don't think about what they're doing to the president, what wieners the Chinese are, not the Chinese that live here, the Chinese in communist China, where apparently a lot of Democrats get a lot of money. Ukraine, too, very profitable for the spawn of Pelosi and Biden, Kerry. They're all getting money. But who are they looking at? Trump, who didn't do anything wrong. He didn't do a quid pro...
And doesn't take a salary.
No.
He doesn't get money.
Well, you know, over the weekend I put that
quote. He does,
quote,
and he donates it.
I put that quote on Facebook. America does not need to see the tax returns of a billionaire who became a public servant. America needs to see the tax returns of public servants who became millionaires while being public servants.
Mm-hmm. And amen.
Mm. That, we're not talking about a handful of people here. We're not talking about a select few who suddenly became six-figure or higher wealthy in a short period of time. the whole damn State Department is nothing more than a money laundering operation for chosen people, political favorites, patronage, you name it. And I hope and pray this president can peel the lid off that and show how wealthy these people are getting off our tax dollars. They're just sending it to different places. I got to try and not have a meltdown here. I don't need the... I was not floored. I'm encouraged, in fact, by the response of Barr and Durham to the Horowitz term paper. That's what it was, a frickin' term paper. What the DOJ did and, the FISA courts and all that. Because the guy has no power. He has no power. But when Barr and Durham came, out punching today, saying, we disagree with these findings. Well, now, there's probably a few people who are filling their shorts in D.C. because criminal referrals are coming. We'll see. So hopefully sooner than later. What a great Christmas gift that would be to see them all perp walked. Wouldn't it? Put festive outfits. If you're going to do it, this would be the greatest gift to America. Put festive outfits on them and perp walk them into a nice federal facility. Maxwell, real nice.
It'd be great to see him in the leg chains.
Sure would. I'll tell you another story about leg chains some other time. No, it's... So as I was saying, last week... Actually, this process began a couple of weeks back with Tip Tames over at Jack Ingram. I was ready to upgrade because basically I had... my Rogue, which I loved. I would drive it forever. But it was getting a little natty. It was a lot natty. The car ran like a top. You know what? How much I spent in service on that vehicle? Zero. All it ever needed was, I think, one or two oil changes and the tires rotated. I drove it for 40,000 plus miles. Never a concern or a care. But it was beyond redemption because of the kind of person I am. I'm rough on cars. Coffee spills that go bad. Some of them are embedded in the upholstery for you. So Tip found me a black 19 Rogue that has all these cool features on it that the 17 didn't have, but an interior that I can't mess up.
Ooh.
You'd be amazed what they can do with interiors, though.
I know, no. Donnie Turner. I mean, he did that for me.
Jack Ingram did it for me when I bought my car.
Oh, yeah. No, they do a magnificent job when they get a car. But if anybody pushes the envelope with that,
you do.
Portable chocolate fondue.
The Rogue is an awesome SUV. I got a great price. It's my sixth purchase from Jack Ingram. So I would never suggest you look where I don't spend my own money. Check the category of cars under 10. Maybe you're going to gift somebody for Christmas. That's the place to get it. Get something reliable that's recent and has all the safety features for a new driver in the family. Go to jackingram.com. Brant will be with you in a few.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Checking the highways for you. We got Madison Avenue and Atlanta Highway. Very busy out of downtown. And an accident 5,000 block of Atlanta Highway. That's going to put that right near Faulkner University. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. I-65 and 85, very busy downtown. We're seeing a little bit of a lag. 85 to 65 northbound. 65 northbound out of downtown is bumper to bumper. The Boulevard, very heavy at all the lights around the city right now, but no accidents there. And Taylor Road slammed from the Atlanta Highway all the way back over to Vaughan. That's the Heartburn Highway. It's always busy out there in the afternoon. You know that. Keep it right here. We're going to keep you updated. Hey, say yes at Reinhart Used Car Super Center. Say yes to quality used cars. Say yes to lower prices. Say yes to lower payments. It's all about yes at Reinhart Used Car Super Center. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been in a wreck, don't call one of those out-of-town lawyers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
How would you like to win a Ford Mustang and a share of $40,000 cash? Then come hang out under the mistletoe at Wind Creek Montgomery. because this December, we're giving away four Ford Mustangs in our Mustangs and Mistletoe giveaway. You can earn entries now through December 27th and double entries on Christmas Day. Then every Friday in December, starting at 8 p.m., you can win cash or drive into the holidays in a brand new Mustang. It's Mustangs and Mistletoe, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. Montgomery police have identified two men who died in a car crash over the weekend. 22-year-old Cedric Judkins and 21-year-old Christian Miller died when the car they were driving went off the road and hit a building around 4 a.m. Sunday morning in the 1600 block of Maxwell Boulevard. Wetumpka fire officials say one person is dead after a weekend house fire. Authorities say that fire broke out just after 11 p.m. Sunday night at 62 Shadowwood Place. One person was killed. Fire crews say there were no working smoke alarms in the house. Wetumpka Fire Department wants to remind residents that the Alabama Fire College will install smoke detectors for free for those in need. The Eclectic Fire Department says an 18-wheeler and SUV crashed in the 3000 block of Claude Road Sunday night. We know three people went to the hospital with injuries. One person was transported by Life Flight. Those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are relatively warm for December now, but big weather changes are on the way as the storm system approaches. Showers are likely by late tonight, and showers and maybe some thunderstorms are a good bet for Tuesday. Low tonight around 60, high Tuesday up to about 74. It'll turn sharply colder by Wednesday, high temperatures only in the low to mid-50s, but the risk of showers will continue in the forecast for the rest of the week. It'll be chilly and gray. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now Morgan Freeman as your local mall Santa.
Ho, ho, ho. Now tell Santa what you want, young man. Now wait a minute now. Ooh, damn. Is that your mama? Well, come on over here, darling. Well, Santa's got two laps.
That's very nice. You know who he reminds me of sometimes?
Mm-mm.
Charles Hollis a little bit.
A little bit.
Because it's playful. Funny guy. And a long-term listener and a good friend. Mm-hmm. It is 5:14. Let's welcome Mr. Right on the Money. I said money. Brant.
Anyway, there you go. That's it.
Whoops. Brant Morgan Freeman McDonald. Holy crap. Can you make any more mistakes in times than I just did? I'm just a little fatigued.
He was agreeing with you, though, Greg, about Brant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Morgan Freeman was.
Yeah, of course. I planned it that way.
I love it. How you doing, buddy?
I had a great day. I got to speak with the Kiwanis Group. And what an amazing group of guys. It was a blast. It's been a nice day except for the news. Although I can't say it was anything I didn't expect. And my health is okay, so I'm having a good day, Brant.
You look great, man.
Oh.
Thanks. He's just a little tired.
Yeah.
He didn't get his nap today.
Oh, gosh. I know what that means.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I know it wasn't a disaster on the market. It wasn't quite as nice and exciting as Friday. I called Friday the greatest day in the economy of this country in my lifetime. The one thing I pointed out, not only is inflation low, 1.4%, but mortgage interest rates. This is the big difference between the prosperity of Reagan, because he got stuck with the Carter rates, and it took a long time for those to decline. In this economy, we got very low interest rates for mortgages and stuff, so people can not only make more money, buy a house, but have more money to invest with you.
No, listen, you're absolutely right. I mean, low interest rates, that's driving everything right now. And the fact that we do have this low inflation, as you just pointed out, thank you for doing that, is really, you know, helping the Fed to be so accommodating. And when it comes to things like housing, especially, you know. But, you know, the crazy thing about housing, we've got a shortage all over the country. I mean, seriously. And so, you know, you're going to see a lot of construction, new home construction, I think, over the next couple of years, especially in the next 12 months, because everything we see, we believe that interest rates are going to stay pretty low, particularly with the Fed doing their repo operations and QE, and they're just pumping money into the system. And then, of course, you know, you were referring to Friday, that jobs number, which was, wow, I mean, holy smokes, that was a big, big-time number, 266,000 jobs.
Yeah, but, you know, in the middle of that, Brent, we had talked last week how they continually underestimate the performance of this economy because the experts said there'd be 176,000 jobs, and he only beat it by 90,000. That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, first of all, you know, I think the jobs numbers were probably pretty good the 2 months prior. We'd seen a little bit of a dip, and everyone was making a big deal out of it. But I think there were other sort of fundamental elements going on that were skewing the numbers, and we're just seeing it start to resume and get back on trend. You think about the GM strike and some of these other things that were having an impact, you know, on jobs. But I'm just telling you, you know, this market, it just seems like it really doesn't want to go down. Every time we get this a little bit of a pullback, it seems like, you know, those who don't want to be in it, you just kind of shake them out, and then the next thing you know, we're right back to the old highs. And I think the large argument that I think is being missed, and I go all the way back to this every time, is that, you know, the corporate tax rate change, I think, is probably one of the single biggest things that Trump and the Congress has done that has resulted in this huge economic growth and this major change that we've seen. And this is something that I think is going to continue and persist and pay off dividends for many years to come, or at least until the 10-year sunset on it, unless they make it permanent, which could happen. You never know. But that's a big deal. I mean, that is a huge, huge deal, because we are just sucking capital from all over the world. I mean, it's just pulling capital from other markets, Europe, Asia, on, and it's coming into America. They're putting that capital to work here, and I think that's why we're seeing these jobs numbers. I think that's why the economy here is remained strong and has been resilient in spite of what we see going on around the world. And I just truly believe it all goes back to that, really, that one major thing. Now, of course, we've got this China thing that keeps hanging out there, yeah. And that's going to be an ongoing nuisance. And we've got the December 15 date that's coming up, where the tariffs are scheduled to go into effect. That's percolating, and I think we're probably going to get some sort of resolution, one way or the other, by that date. I really do. I still stand by. I think it's going to be a light version of the original deal.
If you're in China, you're observing what's going on here politically, because you know it's going to impact everything. And you see this insanity going on, and you're seeing polls that show a big surge for the president, not against him, because everybody knows this whole thing is a bunch of crap. Would you be more inclined, seeing that he seems to be in a strong position with the American electorate, to want to make that deal, because you'll be doing this for 5 more years and suffering if you keep playing the game?
I think politically the Chinese know they better do some version of a deal now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if they really, really, you know, say this politely, tick off the president,
right.
You know, continue to go back to the well of shenanigans, you know, pulling the rug out from under them, which they've done several times in this year alone. They're really playing with fire. I think politically it would be in their best interest to at least do some version of the deal. I think Trump would be happy with that. That gets you through Christmas, gets you into the new year. It is a political year. He knows he needs to focus his efforts on winning re-election. And I think if he could do that, then there's no doubt, you know, you come back after you're reelected, and you can deal with the Chinese in a much stronger way and probably get a pretty powerful deal done then. That's what I think is going to happen. I can promise you the Chinese, they're no dummies. They see these numbers, and they do understand what's going on. And this impeachment thing is dead on arrival. I mean, they can impeach all they want, bring it out of the House, send it to the Senate, and it's going to be defeated.
Yes.
So it's a total waste of time. And I think, and as I've said the last few weeks, I really think the Democrats have really messed up here.
Yeah.
I think they've underestimated just how favorable Trump is right now. You cannot, it's always about the economy and jobs and wages. And right now, they're losing on all those.
Sure.
Anyway.
I really think, and plus, the people that are conducting, if you're probably too young to remember, but during Watergate, you had characters come out of those hearings like Sam Ervin and others. The people that are conducting this Spanish Inquisition are the most despicable, unlikable people. They couldn't sell this idea only to the people that are already brainwashed or believe that Trump actually did something treasonous or illegal. And that's why it's backfiring so big time, and people are not particularly anxious to see. You don't see any left wingers. I'll go radical on that. You know, the radical left. You don't see them giving up money out of their portfolios because it's Trump money. I don't want it. They're not saying that. They just talk out of one end and put the other end in the back pocket. It's getting old. So
no, you're exactly right. I mean, it's the same old stuff. It's all politics.
Yeah.
You can't defeat him on the economy. There's no way. And you really can't defeat him with a better sort of socialist idea. That's not going to work. We've talked about this. The times that those political messages work is when you're in total chaos.
Yeah.
Or when when the U.S. is struggling or has major economic issues. That's not happening right now.
Right. No, that's why it worked for Obama, because we had just gone through this major crash. There was a lot of fear. Oh, hope change. Yeah. And before you know it, we got this guy in the White House who's going to fundamentally transform the country. They picked their spots. This is not their spot. It's just not. With that said, let me suggest to those of you listening that if you have never had the opportunity to sit down with a financial planner and talk about the amazing things you can do with money you won't miss, seriously, just be consistent. You need to get with Brant, meet the incredible team of people at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management, and get a plan going for a nest egg, for your future, for your kids' education, for your retirement. And it's never too late to start. 387-0094 is the number to call. 387-0094. Brant, we will talk again tomorrow.
Yep. Look forward to it.
Thanks for
taking care. Get some rest.
Yeah.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Jay Scott, I bet you can't talk that fast again.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Isn't Jay amazing?
All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are still showing pretty busy all the way around the city on the boulevard, but it is rolling smooth with no accidents. Atlanta Highway still busy from downtown all the way to Taylor Road. We do have one accident at Atlanta Highway, the 5000 block. That's going to be right out near Faulkner University. Watch out for emergency vehicles that could still be on the scene there. I-65 and 85, very busy, but it's moving smoothly this evening. We only have one slight slowdown on 85 to 65 northbound. 65 out of downtown is moving pretty good all the way up to Cobbs Ford Road and beyond. Not seeing any slowdowns anywhere. Drive carefully this afternoon. One little fender bender can slow things down for an awful lot of folks, all right? Well, if you get hurt in an accident, say no to that tiny little mini check offered by insurance companies. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect holiday gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
Hello, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. Proudly serving the River Region since 1986, AKD is your one-stop shop when it comes to t-shirts, polo shirts, team uniforms, and all of your promotional product needs. Did you know that AKD has more experience than Custom Ink and Vistaprint? Did you know that Custom Ink and these other national chains actually subcontract their printing and other services to local companies like AKD? They are simply a large brokerage business with a big advertising budget. Well, here at AKD, we're able to offer the same quality artwork and designs with a rush service option, no shipping delays, and we will always deliver your product on time for your next event or function. So why not keep it local and shop with convenience? I say shop smart and stress-free. Call AKD. You can reach us at our Montgomery location at 277-8433, our Prattville office at 361-2133, or online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
Hello, I'm Jerome Davidson, account representative at Blue Water Broadcasting.
Jerome.
From my family to yours, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Jerome, he's one of my favorite Blue Water co-workers. Great guy. I've known him the whole time I've been here, too. Before we take Brian's call, every day there's another clip of doddering Joe Biden out there talking gibberish to people. He was talking to the Iowa Teamsters about stacking spaghetti sauce.
$2 billion. So you go ahead and you stack spaghetti sauce at a store and in a supermarket. You control the guy or the woman who runs the brings out the carts on a forklift. What?
I don't understand the words you just said.
That's a whole lot of spaghetti sauce.
Forget the spaghetti sauce. It's, what in the hell does that mean? It means nothing. He is
losing it.
I'll tell you what. We mentioned earlier that if Hillary gets back into it, she would be ahead of Biden by 1 point at 21-20. But you know who's waiting in the wings? Michelle Obama, who is about as qualified to be president as I am to give myself a facelift. Well, I was going to say give Rosie a facelift, but that would have been wrong. That would have been horrible because it would sound like Rosie needs a facelift.
She doesn't.
What?
She doesn't need a facelift.
No, but she was...
It's all right. We know.
Yeah.
All right. There's only 31 more minutes of this, and then we're done. And we welcome Brian.
Mr. Gregg, good afternoon.
How's your life, Brian?
My life is good. I've been away for a while. I've been missing your show, so I turned it on today. I understand that this report was released today, and correct me if I'm wrong, there's the report by Horowitz, which was released today, and then there's one by Durham that's supposed to be forthcoming.
No, here's the deal.
Okay.
The Horowitz report came out. Horowitz is an inspector general. He cannot subpoena. He cannot do criminal referrals. He can only... trace the behaviors. This is what happened. He came to the conclusion that political partisanship did not play a role in the FBI's obtaining of FISA warrants. Our attorney general is his inspector general, and his special prosecutor, who's been appointed to investigate. These guys have been all over Europe digging up dirt on this whole mess. They said today, we fundamentally disagree with the findings of the IG's report, with all due respect to his hard work and, you know, the fact that he doesn't want the Clintons to put him in a grave. We disagree. So you will see there are going to be somebody's going to have to pay.
Okay.
And Durham has got the track record and the chops to do it.
I have heard that. But you mentioned something just a moment ago that Michelle Obama was going to run.
Well, it's like they're, she's like their secret weapon. But she, a woman who surrendered her law license, and got a $360,000 a year part-time job from her husband's ability to obtain money for a Chicago hospital. They want to ruin health care. Guess where the money's going? It's fattening pockets. She, I'm sorry, has absolutely no qualifications to be president. The fact that Oprah likes her does not mean she needs to be president.
We saw how much Oprah liking Hillary helped her, and how much Hollywood behind Hillary helped her, and Jay-Z liking her, and with the, you know, with everyone behind her, they still could not touch Donald Trump. And I firmly believe, and this is what helps me get through the insanity, is I look at it as Donald Trump and his supporters versus the cesspool that is D.C.
Yeah.
And his numbers are among Republicans at, 93%?
Way up there.
Nothing is touching him. And among African Americans, 34% approval rating, up from, 8%?
Because you know what? Wait a minute. I didn't express that properly.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Because there's real opportunity, not, hope change, and hope, Our friends in... And I don't even like the term black community. I live in the black community. I've got black neighbors. I don't... What is all that? If everybody is doing better, and people who did not have opportunities to get out of the Democrat plantation because good-paying jobs weren't worth it, that's changed.
Right.
And they're waking up. Trump was the first Republican to have the balls to say... What have you got to lose? What have they done for you for 60 years? Look at what they've done to you. Look at all your Democratic-run cities, Chicago, Baltimore, name any of them. They're murder holes. They're crap holes. San Francisco, where they're
pinching heroin needles
in the freaking street. That's what they do. They don't care. You know what they just did in, I think it's Portland. The city council there just... or is either considering or going to pass a law that will require owners of private property to allow homeless people to encamp on their grounds.
Are you kidding me?
The left coast, the best thing that could happen to the left coast of the United States is it like a, you know, break
Kim Jong-un?
Float away. Just go become a giant island in the middle of the Pacific and leave the rest of us the hell alone with your...
You know, Greg, I agree. And it's just, but when every day, and I mentioned the 34% approval, when you see people that are vacating this toxic mindset, this poison, this cup that the Democrat Party has always passed around, when you see it that quickly being vacated, it's encouraging.
Just through his job performance, Trump is showing that all these people that black folks have voted for almost obediently, which is sad, all these years, by performance and results, they're being exposed. All they do is go play the race card like Al Green, that a-hole. Oh my God, he's talking about slavery. What slavery? Oh my God. I'm going to have a heart attack. Brian, good call.
Hey, I appreciate the time, Greg. You have a good one, man.
But it's true. Slavery, first of all, Trump's ancestors didn't get to America until 32 years after the Civil War. So what does impeaching Trump have to do with slavery? Who's a slave other than people that are getting smuggled across our open border? And... you know, the pedophiles that run around, like, you know, the Lolita Express. I don't want to mention any names of people that were involved in sex trafficking. It's amazing. It's just amazing. And they just continue to spread the same old
stuff.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a reported accident on 65 northbound. If you're coming in, let's say from Hyundai, it's going to be in front of you there before you get to Highway 80 and the boulevard here in Montgomery. We're not seeing it on the cams, but it doesn't mean it's not there. Might be in a blind spot. Just use caution on your way in on 65. We have a new accident, I-85 near Forest Avenue, a bumper right in the center lane. Use caution. That's going to be a little bit of a slowdown for folks merging from 65 onto 85. Just take your time and be patient. You'll get around it eventually. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Slow merge from 85 to 65 northbound. 65 northbound is very busy right now. The boulevard, very busy at all the lights. Taylor Road is busy. Also 231. We're not showing any accidents on the boulevard, Taylor Road, or 231, or the Atlanta Highway now outbound from downtown. Stay with us. We'll keep you updated. If you're going to have a Christmas puppy under the tree, make its life complete with Invisible Fence. Call Vicky, Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has everything you need for a holiday feast. They've changed their name, but U.S. Foods Market Store has the same friendly faces and service they've been known for since 1871. Open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. You'll find everything you need for your holiday meal. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner. We help you make it.
Hi, it's me, your nose. I'm so congested. Use the Vicks Cydex Nasal Spray, would you? Mouth breather. Yeah, the Vicks Cydex Nasal Spray starts working in seconds and lasts for up to 12 hours.
I can breathe again. Vicks Cydex Nasal Spray is incredible. I feel like a whole new nose. Oh, let's buy a new car so we can smell it. Oh, we're really breathing now.
For nasal congestion relief, get Vicks Cydex and breathe freely fast. Use as directed.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Amazing. It's kind of like being showered with cash from above, which would also be pretty amazing. It's so amazing that millions of people a year are getting their cash back matched. They just can't get enough. So whether it's raining down on your head or raining into your bank account, it's your cash back, and Discover is matching it. Discover Cash Back Match. What are you waiting for? Learn more at discover.com/match.
This is Zach with Dry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
I'm Melissa.
SSQ with Alabama News Network. Wetumpka fire officials say one person is dead after a weekend house fire. Authorities say that fire broke out just after 11 p.m. Sunday night at 62 Shadowwood Place. One person was killed. Fire crews say there were no working smoke alarms in the house. Wetumpka Fire Department wants to remind residents that the Alabama Fire College will install smoke detectors for free for those in need. Montgomery police have identified two men who died in a car crash over the weekend. 22-year-old Cedric Judkins and 21-year-old Christian Miller died when the car they were driving went off the road and hit a building around 4 a.m. Sunday morning in the 1600 block of Maxwell Boulevard. The Eclectic Fire Department says an 18-wheeler and SUV crashed in the 3000 block of Claude Road Sunday night. We know three people went to the hospital with injuries. One person was transported by life flight. Those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are relatively warm for December now, but big weather changes are on the way as the storm system approaches. Showers are likely by late tonight, and showers and maybe some thunderstorms are a good bet. For Tuesday, low tonight around 60, high Tuesday up to about 74. It'll turn sharply colder by Wednesday, high temperatures only in the low to mid-50s. But the risk of showers will continue in the forecast for the rest of the week. It'll be chilly and gray. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The snowman was a jolly soul with a corn cob and a button nose and two made out of coal. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they for when they placed it on his he began to dance around. Oh, the snowman with a broomstick in his
rectum.
Running here and there all around the square saying, me if you can.
Sorry, I went a little over the top today because I'm just processing angst. As we welcome to our legal, how much angst, listen to this, legal eagle and local heartthrobs.
Yes!
Chad. How are you, buddy?
I always thought that you were a man of the news. And I heard you express incredulity at Representative Green's comment about slavery. Obviously, Mr. Bedell, you don't realize that Colin Kaepernick was being enslaved only being offered $7 million a year as a third-rate quarterback. That is slave wages.
I forgot all about that.
Yeah. I mean, is that not the quintessential definition of slavery when you have to work for a measly $7 million? I mean, come on.
I am ashamed.
I know. We'll let it go this time. But
I'll try to be better tomorrow. I'm too tired to try tonight.
You know, the Democrats are so bad at impeachment hearings. I mean, they could screw up a two-car funeral. I mean, it's just absolutely watching Matt Gaetz take apart that stupid little prick who is this. Can I say that?
You just did. Dump it. So there. Yeah. What about this little prick?
Yeah, the guy who is the MSNBC lawyer who thinks I was a federal prosecutor. And then he nails him with that tweet showing that he's biased. it was just priceless. But, I mean, what kind of three-ring circus do you have running there where you have the lawyer testifying as to the report, then you allow him to turn around and question the opposing counsel? And the only reason that's done is because Adam Schiff didn't have the you-know-what to testify, which is what he should have been doing. He is the author of the report. He should have been the one testifying, right? But they didn't want to put him up on the stand because they didn't want to have to ask questions about how did he get a hold of everybody's phone records and why did he get everybody's phone records. And, of course, nobody wanted to answer that today. And Gerald Nadler, in his typical fashion, was just completely inept at the job.
You know what I would have asked Adam Schiff my first question? Why do your eyes look like they need a brassiere?
Right. That brings a whole new meaning of the Popeye.
Yeah, it sure does.
Yeah, I think you ought to play the Sandy Duncan one-eyed love. It's a song for Adam.
If not today, I'll do it soon for you, Chad. You know that.
Hey, listen, hang in there, man. There's lots of golden nuggets in that IG report.
Oh, I love the fact that Barr and Durham stepped up immediately and said, we have fundamental disagreements.
Right, right. Well, they've got a lot more evidence. Remember, the IG can only interview the FBI people. He can't interview the CIA folks. He doesn't have any authority to go overseas and subpoena or to have a grand jury and haul in people and have them testify under oath. So there's a lot of stuff that so the IG has half the picture, right?
Yeah.
The other half is going to come out. But one thing that was interesting that came out is that Obama was briefed when all this stuff on the FISA warrant was going on.
Oh.
That's in the IG report, that Obama was read in on all this.
Whoa!
Of course he was. He directed it. Of course he was.
Absolutely.
All right. You guys have a great one.
Thank you, Chad. Thanks.
That ought to perk you up a little bit.
I like that line about Adam Schiff's eyeballs. I don't care what condition he has that makes that happen. He gets no sympathy from me. You know why? Because he's a piece of that's why.
Maybe you can take some pointers from Snooki and wear two. She says she wears two sometimes.
Yeah,
that was on.
Yeah. Snooki. You know what? This whole impeachment thing, she should be running it.
I think she is.
It's about that stupid. It really is.
She'd fit right in.
Welcome to the news according to Snooki. So there are some stories coming out in the news, and I have some serious opinions on them. You may ask, why do I have opinions on them? Well, I've always wanted to be an angry woman, and hello, I look hot doing it. So let's get started.
Well, the burp was kind of cute.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident, I-65, that they're working. This is past Hyundai Boulevard before Highway 80. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. I-65 and 85 downtown. It'll take you a couple of minutes to merge 85 to 65 northbound. Southbound from 85 on 65 is not too bad. However, 85 outbound from downtown is a little bit of a crawl. We have an accident at Forest Avenue that was in the middle lane. We see traffic moving a little bit. There is a pretty good backup on 65 there at Forest Avenue. Watch out for that and be patient to get around it. Boulevard is busy all the way around the city, but it is moving. We see no accidents there. Atlanta Highway busy from the Boulevard out to Taylor Road. Taylor Road is busy. And Monica Coleman-Quates called up and said, turn your lights on. She's seeing people driving around without their lights on. Turn your lights on. Help Monica out. She don't want to bump into you, okay? The Toyota-thon is going on at Reinhart Toyota with special year-end clearance pricing. No payments until March available. Don't miss the Toyota-thon now at Reinhart Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Before traveling for the holidays, have a plan of who to call should something go wrong. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
From the Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing family to your family, we'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Luke chapter 2, verse 11 states, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. We hope you have a wonderful holiday season with your friends and family, but please remember the reason for the season. We also ask that you remember our men and women overseas who can't be with their loved ones this joyful time of year. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing would also like to thank you for the privilege of serving you this past year and for the opportunity to earn your business in the upcoming year. Whether it's serving your plumbing needs or taking care of your heating and air conditioning system for comfort, savings, and peace of mind in the River Region, call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing at 277-2125 or visit us on the web at www.clarkcomfort.com. And once again, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from our family to yours.
Ward Yamaha, Kawasaki, Honda, Suzuki, Polaris, and Can-Am in Troy is family-owned and celebrating 47 years in business. They've been going strong for three generations, and the fourth generation is here. So come on in and be a part of the family. They now have six brands under one roof. Yamaha, Kawasaki, Honda, Suzuki, Polaris, and Can-Am. Hunting season's so very important in the South, and for 40 years, Ward's has been your hunting and play headquarters. Located on Highway 231 in Troy, Alabama. Find them on Facebook. Go see AJ and Troy Ward.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Wind Creek Wetumpka is feeling sassy at 6, and you're invited to the party. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then the fun begins at 6 p.m. on Friday, December 13th. During our 24 hours of winning giveaway, you can win a share of $60,000 in free play. Then on Saturday, December 14th, one lucky player will drive home in a 2020 BMW 740i. So come get sassy at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hello, I'm Jane Ray, account executive at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
It's Christmas time and the office party. We'll get drunk and do annoying things.
I grabbed the boss's wife by the ass and had myself a fling.
We'll goose a friend and tell the manager to piss him off and send him on his way. Have a toast to laugh at his anger. Be slips on away.
You're fired!
We're here for you and for me as stories for us to share.
No fear, I'm happy to table.
Until next morning, take a look at that. It's posted on the internet. Merry Christmas to one and all.
Yeah. You're fired!
Oh, and Merry Christmas.
I love that. It's a little body, but I just the woman who takes the lead vocal sounds so much like Karen Carpenter. I mean, it's amazing. And the images that go along with it and so forth. Hang on, I got to text somebody an important yes. Our top story today, it's not the Horowitz Report or anything else. It's Joe Biden and the Teamsters making a campaign. Was that a complaint?
No.
Oh, I thought somebody was calling. No, why would anybody call this show to talk to it?
$2 billion. So you go ahead and you stack spaghetti sauce at a store and in a supermarket. You control the guy or the woman who runs the brings out the carts on a forklift.
Listen to this guy. He's been in politics 50 years. Trump can go up, talk for an hour or longer, and never have a moment like that. He doesn't, stacking spaghetti, so I don't, or a moment like this. Where is this?
It might have made
for your dad. First African-American state senator in the state of, Delaware. Everything about.
Yeah, oh, he looks so thrilled.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs. That turn blonde in the sun, and the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight, and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap, and I've loved kids jumping on my lap, and I've loved kids jumping on my lap, and I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Yeah. You know what I, the first thing I said today was? When I was talking to that group.
I love kids jumping on my lap. No,
thank you, Rosie.
I dumped that. I had to dump that. I don't even want that thought in anybody's head.
It's okay if Rosie does it, though.
What was the first thing you said to the group?
I went up to the dais and I said, "Hi, I'm Greg Goodell from News Talk 93.1 FM, and Epstein didn't kill himself."
Did you really? Awesome.
They got it.
Did they laugh? They had to break. That man.
I didn't go up there to be mean. It was just, that's a thing.
It's hilarious.
Did you see the lady that did that on the intercom at Walmart? No. She didn't do it. She didn't go on the intercom. She just had somebody paged called Clinton Epstein didn't kill himself. So, wasn't that it? Let me see if I can find that real quick. I should have. Walmart Epstein. Didn't kill himself. Let's see what comes up. That's a problem. Where's the Walmart lady? There is a Walmart. Oh, here it is. Here it is. It goes up to get this person paged.
Good afternoon, Walmart customers. If I may have your attention, please. Will Mr. Clinton kill Epstein? Meet your party at the grocery entrance.
Mr. Clinton killed Epstein.
Mr. Clinton killed Epstein. Please go to
the
grocery entrance to meet with your party. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, lady.
She never figured it out.
No, I didn't even think she knew she was being taped.
No.
Look, it's busy at a Walmart. I kind of feel sorry for her, but in a way...
It was a good one.
That's, you see this everywhere. People are wise to this whole scam. They know it's the most predictable suicide in American, in world history. And guess what? There may be some more coming in the days ahead. Rosie, thank you.
You're welcome.
You remain a goddess. Seth, you're off to a flying start.
Woo-hoo, thank you, man.
And Rusty and David are next. Thanks again, Kiwanis. You guys are awesome.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident, I-65, that they're working. This is past Hyundai Boulevard before Highway 80. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. I-65 and 85 downtown. It'll take you a couple of minutes to merge 85 to 65 northbound. Southbound from 85 on 65 is not too bad. However, 85 outbound from downtown is a little bit of a crawl. We have an accident at Forest Avenue that was in the middle lane. We see traffic moving a little bit. There is a pretty good backup on 65 there at Forest Avenue. Watch out for that and be patient to get around it. Boulevard is busy all the way around the city, but it is moving. We see no accidents there. Atlanta Highway busy from the Boulevard out to Taylor Road. Taylor Road is busy. And Monica Coleman-Quates called up and said, turn your lights on. She's seeing people driving around without their lights on. Turn your lights on. Help Monica out. She don't want to bump into you, okay? The Toyota-thon is going on at Reinhart Toyota with special year-end clearance pricing. No payments until March available. Don't miss the Toyota-thon now at Reinhart Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hi, it's me, your nose. I'm so congested. Use the Vicks Cydex nasal spray, would you? Mouth breather. Yeah, the Vicks Cydex nasal spray starts working in seconds and lasts for up to 12 hours.
I can breathe again. Vicks Cydex nasal spray is incredible. I feel like a whole new nose. Oh, let's buy a new car so we can smell it. Oh, we're really breathing now.
For nasal congestion relief, get Vicks Cydex and breathe freely fast.